Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 74. 74 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that all the Microsofties are pinging each other about every week. Pretty hot stories. And something that people real quick were pinging each other, I got pinged about, was an article on ZDNet written by Jack Schofield making a comment about our show in which he gave us the rave review
of
Semi-humorous. He called us semi-humorous.
That's amazing.
It's awesome. Now, it's not often you get kudos like that.
I know, especially from a semi-factual blog.
Exactly. I was semi-satisfied with it. Paul knows the feeling of that.
Yep.
Anyway, we are reading your comments, and there's a lot of good feedback, and we're going to implement some of them. I like the behind-the-scenes thing, and I just wanted to take a second to let you know that the Scrabble game is coming.
Is it? Is
yes.
it coming?
Let's get ready to rumble!
And we were actually trying to film it today, right after we film this show, but things happened, and
Laura has to party for 5 hours for work.
I have to go to the Windows Phone event, and I unfortunately will not be able to play Paul at Scrabble, but we will get this done. We will.
I mean, I'm personally not worried at all.
He's been posting all his bingos on his Facebook page to let me know what sort of stiff competition he will be, but I'm not scared.
Yeah,
I mean,
so long as you're already coming to terms with the fact that you're going to lose by many, many points, then you shouldn't be scared.
I'm a little scared.
You should just embrace reality.
I'm a little scared. Start the show.
Okay.
All right, Paul, big news.
Big!
Huge, huge exciting news. I know this weekend was exciting for you because it was the first season of the NFL.
Oh.
Football is here. Football.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't the first season.
The first week of the season.
Oh.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I don't even know what I'm saying.
I was thinking like, you know, Labor Day, like long
no,
weekend.
No, that was previous weekend.
Oh, was it?
Bring it back up to time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But this is actually, now I have a reason to talk about football on this show.
Yeah.
Because it's related to the Satellite Player, which we had last year. We stream on NBC the Sunday night games. This week it was the Thursday night game. It was the Saints, which they won, obviously, 14-9. You all knew that. They beat the Minnesota Vikings. But this year there's some improvements made to the Satellite Player, which is really cool. You can watch, you know, the game live on your computer, NBC, through Silverlight. And some of the improvements, picture-in-picture.
You can
move around the picture-in-picture. And if you're watching on, like, a huge television, it will all scale. It won't get blurry. So that's pretty awesome.
So up to 720p
yes.
in the HD stream. So they're just like last year and previous years and things like the Olympics. They had, like, one stream of HD
mm-hmm.
and then, like, four streams of standard definition so that you can see, like, one very high quality. And then, like, your picture-in-picture, you can put it all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah.
There's also some live chats. You can do that with some notable sports-worthy people. Did you want to call out their names?
We could.
Anyway, it's a really great experience. You get all different camera angles, and if for some reason you don't get the game or you're not near a television,
yeah.
you always have access to Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's one thing that like, if you ever have time to kill, like, I very rarely have time to kill.
This is not killing time. This is
There are certain things that I could watch, and, like, sports are something that I can tune in and tune out and not really care to, like, see it beginning to end. Like, that's just who I am. So being able to, like, tune into these types of things and just, like, see it casually, like, if I have 20 minutes
well,
to
you
spare.
Know what? I could call you, Paul, or I could text you. Let's be honest. I could text you.
Yeah, kind of like the Jets last year when I was in the airport saying, oh, you know, how's the Jets game?
And I thought you were really caring.
No, I didn't.
We were chatting, and then I realized he was just messing with me. Anyway, if I tweet you or whatever and I say, hey, Paul, oh my God, did you see that play? But you didn't see that play? You can scroll through the timeline and there's a picture that'll pop up to show you what's going on. And so it's not even like I have to say to you, go back to, you know, 15 minutes in the first quarter or whatever. There's a little picture that'll show you that'll pop up in the timeline to show you so you can go exactly to the highlight reel.
Yeah.
They're in the red zone, Paul. You need to go check it out.
Yeah, that's really cool. This also goes along with with one of the announcements that we made for the Xbox 360 a while ago, that ESPN content will be coming to the Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that I can't wait for it to be released, so I can just, like, I can go there, I can, like, see some games,
yep.
and then I can have an idea of what the heck Laura's talking about.
You could just tune in. There's this show called The Red Zone. Just shows you the highlights. Just the highlights. If they made the Red Zone for SQL Server, you and I
There actually is something called Red Zone for SQL Server, and it shows us the top supportability issues with SQL.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, guys, more news from Microsoft Research. They're always coming up with new and exciting things.
Yeah, researchers tend to do that.
Researchers, the last thing we talked about was that Project Menlo thing that put the accelerometer and barometer, or on the Windows phone, it already has accelerometer, but so you could tell where you are.
Right.
In like parking structures and such.
When you put it that way, it's almost poetry.
Mm. It was the Hansel and Gretel themed show.
Yes, yes, that was it. Breadcrumbs, digital breadcrumbs. Anyway, now we're talking about another project that they have, and it's actually out and usable, called ScholarLink.
It's actually coming out in December.
Coming out in December.
Yeah.
They've been writing about it. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for coming.
You can take the rest.
ScholarLink. It's essentially a way for managing and sharing research data. Is it data or data?
I say that some people call it tomato, other people call it data.
Interesting. So. Okay, good to know. And I looked at it a little bit, and it reminds me, it's almost like social networking for researchers.
Yeah, it's like to me, it kind of reminds me of like a collaborative OneNote session where people
yeah.
can take links and different types of data that's in email, like documents on their desktop, documents on the web, links on the web, and they can kind of comment about them and annotate them and share them across all their colleagues.
Yeah, and there's, you know, like you said, there's different ways where you can update documents and things like this. And so it's sort of like a collaborative way to share information. And we did a video on it. It used to be called, I think it was called the Research Desktop, and I did a video on it for TechFest, where it was in the earlier stages, and now it's being released in December. So if you're interested in sharing data, or you are a researcher, then there you go, ScholarLink.
ScholarLink. All right, so Microsoft is all in the cloud.
In. Yes.
But we are not all in on Android phones on the Verizon platform. There was some blogging done recently that some blogs out there had represented or had said that Microsoft was going to have an exclusive contract with Verizon to have Bing pre-installed on all Android devices, but
right.
that is actually not true.
Squash that rumor.
Yep. So last week we talked about how Bing was one of the top downloaded apps on Verizon, so people opted into having the Bing application on their phone.
On the Droid, yeah.
And now Microsoft is looking to pre-install Bing on some of the...
And we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On some of the Droid phones that are coming out later this fall.
So certain phones, not all, but some phones will have Bing as the default search
yeah.
engine.
Yeah. So
which
this,
is awesome.
Yeah. I think this is a great way for us to explore in the mobile space and get some critical mass in searches and see how we can possibly give like the best experience to our customers and also try and figure out how we can monetize all the investments that we've made in mobile search.
Right. So if you don't yet have, because no one does, a Windows Phone 7, but obviously we're all planning on getting one.
All of us.
In the meantime, you can Bing on Droid.
Yeah. All right, Laura, you know
yes.
how much I absolutely love Twitter.
I do. Oh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Twitter.
Synchronized tweet dance.
Just amazing. It's like hamster dance, but with Twitter.
Better. We're just going to sweep the nation.
There was a really interesting story that I saw out there about how people are using Twitter to get their brand out there and to run contests
yeah.
where if you retweet, so apparently that means that there's some incredibly useful information in 140 characters or less
yeah.
that you want to put out there in your own Twitter stream on behalf of somebody else.
Are you seriously describing what it means to retweet?
Yeah.
Like, do you not... What?
I've never in my entire life sent a tweet,
okay.
let alone a retweet. So,
well, I'm going to just go with the assumption that our audience knows what it means to retweet.
Okay.
Let's just assume
okay.
they've tweeted.
All right.
Okay,
so if
this phenomenon called retweeting,
okay,
what happens
so
then?
If tweet and retweet are
yeah.
sitting on a fence and tweet fell off, who would
yeah.
be left?
Hey, retweet?
Okay. Got it.
Tell me again. Anyway, what does this have to do with our show, Paul?
So, this is a great opportunity for everyone out there to get a great deal, potentially. Like, they could win.
Yes.
A Kinect bundle or a Halo Reach limited edition bundle.
See, now we're getting to the meat of the story.
$399.99.
Because everyone wants to get their hands on Halo Reach, and everyone knows how to retweet.
Yep.
Now you just take the want and the knowledge and blah, blah, blah.
And put them together.
Put them together.
So this is where I'm going to officially launch Paul Mess Twitter account.
Paul's going to start tweeting.
I'm only going to retweet. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to have a single original tweet.
You should just retweet what I tweet.
Right.
Right.
Oh.
Which I'm gonna make it right here. I am going to say
losing at Scrabble, retweet Laura Foy.
This is not nice. I'm going to start tweeting more important, relevant information, because sometimes I only tweet what's going on Ping. Not that that's not the most. But anyway, we're gonna actively participate in our Twitters.
That's right.
And if you already are active, you can retweet. It is at GamerDeals and follow at GamerDeals, and you will be entered to win these prizes, Halo Reach or I suppose the Kinect bundle.
Yeah, so yeah. Those bundles and some other console bundles. So.
All brought to you by a Twitter and at Paul Mest.
Awesome.
All right, guys, big news for World of Warcraft players out there.
Wow!
Wow! That's right. And apparently Bing has instituted a visual search for World of Warcraft items.
So what does this mean to us, Laura?
Well, I can tell you what it means to Lise Bing. She's the marketing, she does the director of marketing analytics for Bing and MSN. And I'm going to quote Lise right now. And she says, "When you start to dream about it, you know it's become part of your life. I've had dreams that people at work were chasing me with big axes. I have it so bad, it's like my drug. Honestly." Do you have dreams that people at work are chasing you with big axes?
No, I recently had a dream, though, that I quit my job.
But not Ping. Anyway, I know you guys are passionate. Some of you guys are passionate about this. I know people on my team are passionate about this. So you can now put in search terms like the chest plate of septic stitches.
I would probably search for the ring of rotting sinew myself.
Or the blood venom blade. And Bing is now the whole visual search galley, and these things have come up. So this is awesome. And you may scoff at the idea, but there's actually, obviously, a huge legion of fans out there playing World of Warcraft.
It
is like their drug.
She's dreaming about it. Like,
she wakes up in the middle of the night and has to play.
I'm pretty sure this would increase my charisma points by about 18.
And probably.
My chance of finding a girlfriend in the next 12 months.
Still low.
Yeah, minus 6 points.
I think he's brilliant.
All right, everybody, that's it. Another exciting week of Ping.
Super exciting.
It was good times this week.
It was.
It was semi-exciting.
I love filming at 8 a.m.
Yeah, we had a little switch in our schedules this week because I have to go to the Windows Phone event. I don't know what it is.
And not play Scrabble.
But we will. And to keep you updated on all that, you can follow
at Paul Mest.
At Paul Mest or at Elfoy.
At Ch9.
Or at CH9 Live when we're doing line. There's lots of things you could follow.
Tons of great stuff.
But I suggest just following us.
Let's do it.
Because that's where all the information is that you need. And with that, we will be back next week, and we will, you will get to see Paul's dreams and hopes crushed when I do destroy him at Scrabble.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Just saying, that's a wrap.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it. No.
You know I cut the player off by the time this happened.